KC9CT monitoring.
That's weird, man. Seems like a lot of people got it. I was, so let's see, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we meet at the wood shop there. The seniors meet at the wood shop. And so a couple of guys are home sick. One guy texts me. He had the same thing we had, at least I had, where a little fever, felt like crap, but this cough, the cough was what caught my eye. But I was yakking at the boys yesterday. Seemed like there's a lot of people who's got that, and it comes and goes, some people say it's acid reflex. I went to the hospital thing, and that's what they said. That's what the lady said. And she gave me these little bitty pills to take, which minimizes your acid in your stomach. I took them for a couple of days, and I stopped. I'll tell you why if you want to know, but it's nasty. Because you're not, it prevents you from getting, from making acid, and then your food that you eat doesn't get all, it's nasty. But I said, no, you know, I'd rather do my cough. But it seems like it's gone. Seems like it's gone now. I'm gonna go play ping pong today with the senior at the senior center. See how that feels. If my cough comes back, it's gonna come back. It's gonna come back today. What else? There was a couple other things I can't remember. Brad, over to you. KGAWF.
Yeah, I can't get over the number of folks or hands I'm hearing that have gotten sick recently. So, like, I think Al, you said that the other day. Good thing, though, we got radio. At least we can't pass it that way. But, yeah, I know. And I was a little concerned now that I'm doing the volunteer work a couple of days a week out in the public there. But they got a big sign out front, and they're not supposed to come in if they're sick. So I haven't seen anybody sick this year coming in. So, but hey, that could change any time. So let's see what else. You're taking on quite a few projects there. Yeah, another one there. You got plenty of equipment to select from and pull pieces together to get a nice setup there. And yeah, let me know how that Bluetooth. The last time I played around with Bluetooth, the latency was, for Morse code, was too bad. And, God, I couldn't, it's so funny, you're trying to get your brain to sequence that thing. And I'm like, you would think I could time it, you know, like, get it to be right, but I couldn't. And I said, so I couldn't get it to be in sync. There was too much latency in that Bluetooth, but I don't remember what version of Bluetooth I was running. Heck, maybe the new ones is different. So, yeah, I'll be curious on that. And, yeah, for an external, I think my favorite one I've been using lately is that Bugali Traveler. I think it's a nice one for portable use when you're not going to use it in pedestrian mobile. But Al, I'm running the FT5D that I bought here a few weeks ago, so that's the one I'm running here. And hey, this morning's looking even better yet with that sun. So, good day. Hey, I'm going to probably head out to a park this afternoon. That's the plans. So I'll go get, it's been a while since I've acted with in the park. I'll do one more round. I see, Wayne gave me a call on the other repeater. I just went back to him and I said, I'll be back. I said, I was talking to you guys and I'd got to catch up with him here in a little bit. So he's on standby. Let's see who gave it to me. Vinny gave it to me. So, yeah, it goes to Al. Okay, Al, this is Terry P. for Destry Mobile. No
Okay. Very good, Brad. FT5D. I really like the audio on that radio. It's probably the one that, outside of maybe a base station or something, that has that characteristic good audio that sometimes it doesn't even sound like you're going through, you know, a digital repeater, like the Fusion repeater here. Very, very good audio. And the fact that I can pick up your crunch, 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 crunch just as clear as a bell when you're walking. It remind me that if I don't hear the crunch, crunch anymore and you're not answering me, I just, we flip on and find out where you're at. Using GPS, you're about 7.2 miles away from my house right now. Anyway, I got to jump out of here too because I'm losing my voice again, which happens when in the mornings, especially it's bad when I first get up. So, Vinny, Brad, I will bid you both a good day. I got to go take a break, probably go let my pooches outside. Vinny, we have three dogs here in the house now, permanent residents. I'm not a permanent resident in the house anymore, okay? I have to beg permission from the three dogs if I can come in and sleep at night. It's pretty much that bad, and no, I do not get a full bed by myself. That is out of the question. I share and share alike. So go ahead, Vinny, pick it up, and I'll bid you both good morning. And, Brad, I'll go upstairs with my computer, and I'll get on the 3-2 machine because I can hit that from upstairs. I think. I don't have any other handhelds right now that have Fusion in it, so I got to bow out. Okay, back over to Brad for a final, and we'll catch you guys later. KRAP, KTAWF, from KVAX.
Okay, Al. Yeah, here, I'll catch you over there. Yeah, looks good. Yeah, I'll get over there in a couple minutes, but good chatting. Yeah, thanks for giving me a call this morning. Go ahead now, Vinny.
Okay, boys. Yeah, good to hear you guys, and have a good morning and a good weekend if I don't talk to you soon. KGAWF 73.
Okay, Vinny, hey, good chatting with you today. Enjoy the beautiful day, the Good Friday here. So, hey, we'll talk to you later, Vinny. This is Terry, the Pedestrian Mobile QSY.
Thank you for that report, especially about the oscilloscope there. You know, I purchased one about a year ago, and I don't know how many years going to take me by the time I get to learn how to do it. Something like that might... so-called amplifier, but you know, when you learn how to use it, then you know what you're doing. In my case, I'm still learning. But thank you for that, Brother Tim, and maybe one day you will share some information about how to use that thing the proper way. Thank you, my friend. You have an amazing morning, and thank you for being with us this morning. With that, let's go down to KCAEHQ. How you doing, my friend? Good morning to you. How's your week been? And I know you got a stroke tonight and net tonight, so let me know all about it. So go ahead, brother. You turn up. All right, Angel, W-A-D-A-D-J, Net Control. Thanks for doing the net there, Angel. Good to hear you back here again. Good morning, everybody else here on the net. Happy birthday to Tom here, N-A-T-A-F, 61. Oh, my gosh. I was still living in, we were still living in Grand Blanc in the trailer park there, 2,000 square foot modular home. Yeah, I can remember 60, and they had a big birthday party they did for me, surprise one. I never knew it was coming. Never even had a hint of, but that was really a big surprise. But anyway, 61, wow. I'm way ahead of you there, Tom. Anyway, yeah, we got a lot of snow here, too, probably about the same as Tim there. But I've been doing a lot of shoveling, Angel, a lot of pulling snow off the roof, the most I've done in a lot of winters. I can tell you, this here has been one of the tough ones. I haven't seen that much snow. I got snow all over the place piled up. and shoveling it off the deck. You pull it off the roof, then I got to shovel it off the deck. Double duty there. Then I blow it away with the snow blower because it piles up. But anyway, yeah, my aunt last night taking Abby out, just kind of stupidity. I shouldn't have been carrying her. I should have just put her down. I had her in my right hand, opened the door, went out, and the storm door was starting to close. It hit my hand, and it hit the latch on the door casing. It tore my skin pretty good. Boy, it stung. Oh, I just went out there and held my hand up. I thought it was going to bleed like crazy, but it didn't. I had to put two big Band-Aids on it, though. So I have a big old bruise there for about 3 weeks, probably. Not big, but it just gets all black, you know. Oh, happens to old people. Right, Charlie? I hope Charlie's out there. Good morning, Charlie, if you're out there. So anyway, I ate three donuts. I got to slow down here. Three little ones. I got a large coffee here just for your net there. Yeah, we got the happy hour coffee net tonight in the Freedom net there at the 8 o'clock on the 511. So don't forget that. KC8DA2 back in that control. Glad to have you back there, Angel.
KC8DA2, W8ATJ. Well, Mr. Allen, you know the co-captain, man. You always moving and going. And keep up. Don't slow down for nobody. And keep drinking that coffee. And don't forget to say your prayers all the time. Because you are an amazing guy. Keep acting, my friend. Don't slow down. Thank you for being with us this morning. Having your net tonight, happy hours, and then Freedom Net. Wow. And with that, let's move down to November 8th. Zulu, Zulu, Foxtrot. How you doing this morning? How's your week been, my friends? And my apologies for last week. So go ahead, my friend.
Well, good morning, Angel, and everybody else out here this morning.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
February 21st.
Yeah, cloudy skies.
Now, I don't know what the temperature is at the moment. Well, I haven't really looked. Yeah, but, yeah, it's cold. Yeah, I was just looking at totals up in the Upper Peninsula in that, and their total right now is 225.6. Inches of snow. Translated, that's 18.75 feet of snow in the Upper Peninsula. So there you go. And I think we got about 18 inches and add about a foot and a half here in the whole lake. So there you go. Big difference. 18 feet or 18 inches in that. So you take your pick. And happy birthday to ATIF, yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah, happy birthday, yeah, for 61. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so you got a way still to catch up with us old timers. And I'll be 73 here in 2 months. So there you go. So thank you, Angel, for doing the math, and I'll give it back to F Control. This is an ACZF. AZZF, W8ADJ. Thank you for that amazing report in the UP18. Feet of 14 foot, I don't know, PS, that's incredible. And we only got 18 inches down here. I mean, I'm telling you. Wow, what a report. I got to call my friend up there. Because that's a lot of snow. Thank you, my friend. And let me put a call out there. Do we have any stations that would like to join the Bruce Windshield Coffee Net? You got the opportunity now. Please come now. Nothing heard on that side, and I would like to thank also KCAUJP. I think he took over me last week, and I really appreciate that very much. I appreciate that. And with that, my dear friend, let me move up to a topic. The topic that I have this morning is interesting that Brother Tom have a birthday today. And I'm about to get to that number 70. And I would like to ask you old timers, you know, I feel awkward getting old. I don't know how you guys feel about it, you know, but can you give me some tip what to do as I get older? I mean, so it helps. And how does it feel to be in the 70s and the 80s? Maybe you can give me a good explanation on that. And with that, let's go to the top of the list.
Let me know about it, Mr. KEATSH. How does it feel to be beyond the 70s? Go ahead.
B8ATJ, KEPSH. Well, overall, it feels great since getting involved in ham radio. I made a ton of new friends. And like we talked about the other day, life-changing events, that was definitely it. But no, I'm 77 Angel, and life would be super great if it wasn't for this long COVID crap slowing me down. But no, it's amazing the stuff that still has to do on it. Something's frustrating me by being slowed down, but I've been healthy all my life, and I just enjoy doing whatever I do. I just can't do it as often or as fast as I used to on it. But now I've got a couple friends that are in their 80s, and it's amazing what they can do. And I know you're involved in your karate and all that stuff, so I know you're keeping your body and your mind active, so I think you're going to do just fine, Angel. So a long way to go, Angel. And oh, by the way, really disappointed that you weren't able to do the net yesterday. It was definitely a letdown for Robert doing it. Hi. I'm sure he's listening. So anyhow, things happen for sure. So KETSH, back to net control. Thanks, Angel.
KEATSH W8ADJ. One more question before you go, my friend. And you said that COVID slows you down, did it? Pretty hard, my friend. And do you feel that it took away from you? Go ahead, come back, my friend.
Angel, we don't have enough time to go into all that crap on it. I've been fighting it since the spring of 21, and there's no cure for the brain fog. They're helping me with my breathing and stuff, so there's been some improvements. But no, I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life, I guess. So anyhow, it is what it is, and guys are getting tired of hearing me bitch about it all the time, and I'm trying not to talk about it so much, but it just keeps popping up. But anyhow, it is what it is. KENTSH, back to that control. Oh, and happy birthday, Tom.
W8ADJ, thank you for your answer there, my friend. I'm sorry if I think in the wrong place, but thank you. Anyway, thank you, my friend. With that, let's move down to WLS, which I have the two grandkids coming to visit today. So, my friend, your age, are you younger or older than LNO? Go ahead, my friend, and let me know.
Yeah, okay. I'll say happy birthday to Tom there. Hope you have a good day. Drive careful and be safe. Enjoy the steak. That sounds good. I haven't had one in a while. Maybe if I get there and tell them to put my steak on your tab, I'll meet you at Lucky's. Not really. Have a great day. 61. Wow, that's been a couple years ago. I'll be 75 here in June. I don't feel, brain-wise, I don't feel any different than I did when I was a kid or a teenager. It's just the body doesn't move as fast as it used to. The thing I notice about the biggest is when I'm down on the floor on my knees. I used to just pop up. Well, I don't pop up anymore. But still able to do everything I want to do, and got a couple aches and pains, but you know, I guess, thanks, Angel, for running the net. We did miss you last week, but somebody always fell in, so no need to apologize. Have a great week. That'll be Red LS.
WLS, W8ADJ. Well, my friend, you make some great example there, you know. But I appreciate that, and to get older, but being able to spring up from the floor and up, that's not bad. And sometimes we just got to take our time, right? But thank you for that, my friend. I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you are doing good and healthy and strong. And with that, let's move down to November 8, Hotel India Sierra. Let's go, Brother Pete. Your turn, man. Talk to me about your age. Let me know.
Yep, November 8, Hotel India Sierra here. And, December 29th, I'll be 75. Well, hard to believe that one time or another I was 19. Anyhow. was one of those kids that was born just so that way I could be a tax deduction on my dad's income tax. At least I think that's how he had it planned out. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, back to you, Angel. N-A-H-R-S.
N-A-H-I-S, W-A-D-J. Guys, it is weird, but you're working with different ages, you know, from a 40-year-old up to a 70-year-old person teaching a brand new beginner that is in the, you know, the up there in age. And the only thing that I realize is that is the people doubting themselves that they cannot do some things. And I would like to encourage you guys that you still can do a lot of things. And don't let nothing slow you down. And with that, let's move down to Kilo Echo. Hey, Romeo Yankee Zulu, what says you, my friend? Getting old, and what kind of tip can you give us? I mean, I'm about to hit that 7-0 soon here. And Brother Tonjo, he's 61. Let us know, my friend, what to look for or not. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. It's 59 on net so far this morning. Dave here in Rose City. Happy birthday, Tom. I know you missed it yesterday, and I've done forgot it till this morning. Glad you reminded us. Birthday. Oh, I don't know. When you're busy, you don't pay much attention to age, and it just kind of sneaks up on you. But anyway, 82 is past my goal, and I'm doing all right. As long as you stay busy out there, my brain says I can do it. Then I get a little bit of a backup thing from my body says, well, you better think that over before you try it. But anyway, it's going along okay. Glad to hear everybody on the net. So, K-8-L-Y-Z, back to net control. Thanks for doing that, Angel.
K-8-L-Y-Z, W-8-A-D-J with the Bruce Winchell Coffee Net. Hey, my friend, that was an interesting point you brought there. Being busy. Get busy and you forget about how old you are. I mean, how old you are. Isn't that interesting? But you do something there. It is true. It is true. We keep our mind busy going. We forget about the body. And then we continue to move and be renewed each and every moment. Thank you for that, my friend. I will keep the word busy. It's a good one. WIDMI, my dear friend. How are you doing with those boys? And how old are you? No, you just turned birthday the other day, didn't you? But anyway, tell us how you feel to be getting younger like you are. Go ahead, my friend.
Oh, I don't know. Feels pretty good, I guess. I didn't know I was getting younger. But as I'm getting older, excuse me, as I'm getting older, I'm getting closer to home, so that's a good feeling. But anyways, sorry I wasn't concentrating too good on what you said there because I'm drawing traces here. I don't want to screw them up. But I shouldn't be doing that. I should just turn the monitor off and not pay attention to that. I don't want to be like you and have five things running answering five phone calls while you're doing the net. Just kidding. Anyways, life is good. We'll turn it back to you there, Angel. W-8-D-M-I.
W-8-D-M-I, W-8-A-D-J. Yeah, Mr. Dan, no, you got a nice setup there, my friend, on what you do, fixing computers and working on radios and amplifiers. That's a good gig, my friend. I think it keep your mind sharp and keep you moving, and your belief system is a great thing, too. So you enjoy, man. Enjoy it. And remember, eternity is forever, right? You get younger every time in eternity. Get older, right? Amen to that. So thank you, Brother Dan. And with that, let's go to birthday boy, November 8th, Tango Alpha Foxtrot, my dear friend, Mr. 61-year-old. Congratulations again. And how does it feel, man? Come on, all retirees, 61. Let us know. Go ahead, Brother Tom.
W880J, November 8th, Tango Alpha Foxtrot. Well, Angel, for the most part, I don't feel any differently, although one thing Larry said there about, being down on your hands and knees and
or down on the ground, used to be able to, you know, pop right up like a dandelion coming out of the ground, but anymore, it's like a little bit of effort to do so, but to some extent, a lot of that's on me, because I need to get more exercise, which is going to be on my list to do for sure this time of the year, because I'm just going to have time to do what I want to do, you know, ride bikes, go for walks, things like that. And it's kind of nice, and, you know, I'm blessed to have been able to retire, my wife and I, and it's, we're just going to make the best of it. It's all you can do, and, you know, try to eat a little better and just get out and do a little bit more. But other than that, I mean, it's a darn good thing, and each day my feet hit the floor, I'm thankful, and thankful to have met all the wonderful hams, you know, out here in our local area and whatnot. It's been great, and I don't know. I just put one foot in front of the other each and every day, and thank the Lord, and just be the best person I can be. Just give me a sec. And Brother Dan, I'll be over here shortly after the net, and we'll get everything squared away. And then I'll take off real quick and start my day. Anyways, back to you, Angel. 73, guys, and God bless. Well, no, it's not 73 around yet, so back to you, Angel.
Hey, DAFTAFW8ADJ with a blue windshield coffee net. Man, you made some good point there, you know. Exercise, ride bicycle, do walking, move around, do that, and eat right. I mean, even right now, they're telling us that we've been eating poison for a while. I don't know. This is crazy. But the food that we have been eating, purchasing at the stores, I don't know. We gotta become farmers again, I guess. Well, thank you for that piece of information, and stay healthy and young, my friend. And with that, let's go down to, let me make a call out there at any station that would like to be part of the Bruce Wichio Coffee Net. Please come now.
ACAUJ.
DAUJP, we got you in line. Give me a second here, two more first person, and you will be right on, my friend. Thank you for that. With that, let me go down to KCHEHU. I'm sorry, November 8th, Tango India Mike. November 8th, Tango India Mike. Mr. Mike, go ahead, my friend.
W8ADJ, this is NATIM, Tim here in Hale. I think the trick for getting older is you just got to stay active. You sit around, you just get sore and everything else. But I think if you stay active, moving, keep busy, keep your mind busy, keep your body busy, you're better off in the long run. Eating right always helps out too. So that's where I stand, and that's what I try to do here to keep active. That way I can just keep on going. So we'll turn it back to you. This is NATIM.
NATIM, W8ADJ. My dear friend, you know, there you hit it there. You know, staying active, eating right, exercising, praying. My goodness. And I really agree with that. Don't sit down. Don't get too comfortable in front of that television or the computer. Move around. Thank you for that, Brother Tim. With that, let's go. KCHEHU, Brother Alan. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, Roger there, Angel. W8ADD, Net Control, KCHEHU. Good morning to everybody else who's checked in there. I kind of noticed this week, you sit around too much, you feel sluggish. I feel old. You keep going and get these roads cleared off. I get that bicycle that I got sitting down there close to my car when I pulled in, and get that bugger out and start riding it around. I never rode it around in the wintertime, but the roads clear off, I will. And the snow on the driveway, I won't be slipping on the ice and falling down. But yeah, you got to keep active. I even thought it's about the ham swap there in Xenia, Ohio. I said, I don't know. I'm getting tired. That's a lot of walking. I said, I might not go this year, but I don't know. You got to go. So I'm going to plan on going to it as long as I feel good. So, because one of these days I'm not going to be able to go to it. So, just keep going. That's all you can do, for sure. So, anyway, like I said, I ate 3 donut rolls already. I've taken a break from them. So, anyway, yep, a happy birthday there, Tom. Wish you many, many more there. So, anyway, so nobody's up except me. I got to get them up here pretty soon. Oh, by the way, I got a hearing aid appointment at 10:15. The only reason I'm going there is I haven't turned up as well as you can get them. Then I'll see if I need to turn them down a notch, either pull them. I'm getting them turned up, and that's it. So there you go. Maybe I'll hear everything then. 7-3s, everybody. God bless. KC8EHU back to net control.
KC8EHU, W8ADJ. We haven't said 73 yet, Alan, but it's okay. But don't be 73 yet. We ain't done yet. Stay one, two around. Stay put. Go ahead. Don't go nowhere. Anyway, with that, let's work on November 8th, Zulu Foxtrot, my friend. Go ahead. Tell me about man aging, getting older, and what says you about it, and what advice do you give? Go ahead, man. And hey, Zulu Foxtrot, you still with us, my friend? With that, I will go back later to him. So let's go to Kilo Charlie A, University Union. Juliet Papa, KCHUJP, how you doing, Brother Robert? And thank you for helping me out last week. Go ahead, my friend.
That's right, I did do the net for you. I forgot. My bad. Hey, you're welcome. Slacker. I'm kidding. Angel. Well, this year I turned 36 here in April. So, yeah, I don't know about that old stuff. I'm never going to get old. I'm aging the wrong way, see? Very defiant, I know. Forget the number, Angel. Forget it, you know? You are as old as you feel. You are as old as you act, you know? And it's just, it's like it is what it is. Well, why don't you try to be something more than it is, you know? I try to act like, all the time. So, I quit acting like, oh, I don't want to get off the ground, or I don't want to get down there because I can't get up. Yeah, I can't. Just pop right back up. It's mind or matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. I recommend yoga. I do a simple yoga routine every day. It keeps my body limber. I also recommend gelatin. You ask an old Indian woman, they don't have no arthritis. Indians never had arthritis. They never had an arthritic condition in the history of their entire people. And you start to think about, well, how these people work with their fingers and their hands all the time, nonstop. This is all they do is pulling on meat and tendons, and they pull stuff off of balls and tanning hides, and they're preparing all this stuff. All this constant. How do they not have arthritic conditions? How is that even possible? It's possible. So, anyway, you can eat gelatin, gives you the same effect. My uncle told me that's how they had it back in the days. They never had arthritis. So, anyway, a lot of stuff comes from your mind, you know. If you're thinking one way, that's the way it's going to be. The positive energy, that's the power of positive thought. I believe in that wholeheartedly. So, yeah, if you're thinking bad, you're going to get bad. If you're thinking good, you're probably going to get good. I mean, there's no guarantees to any of this stuff, folks. But why not give it a whirl? Huh? What's the harm in it? Like, what could possibly go wrong with feeling good? And keeping your mind, making yourself thinking that you're younger than you are. Just so that positive reinforcement helps. You know? And it's what it is. So, anyway, I'm not there. I don't ever plan to be there. And that's all I got for you,
WJP. Well, Brother Robert, that was incredible. Great information there, you know. Amazing. That is everything that you said. A good yoga is good, you know, and believe on your mind that you're still young and healthy and don't believe getting older. Keep moving forward. Thank you for that, my friend. And with that, I put another call out there for any person that is listening that would like to be part of the 73 round as he comes. It is not explain it or show us or tell us what you do to stay healthy and young. So anyone out there, please come back with your call sign. That nothing heard on that side. Well, my friend, I want to thank you, all of you, for participating this morning and being part of the Bruce Winchell Coffee Net and for the 73 round. I'd like to ask you also, have you tried to do push-ups lately, and how many push-ups can you do? Have you tried? Let me know, one or none. It's okay, no problem, but it'd be good if you do some of them. With that, I will pass it down to KEATSH, my friend. Do you do any push-up? And if you do, how many? And we close with that. That is for the 73 round. Go ahead, my friend.
Big Aiden J, KEATSH. Now, that's push-ups, Angel. For the last several months, the VA's had me in physical therapy to hold my breathing and stuff. I've lost about 30 pounds, and I feel a lot better than I was before most of the time, except for brain fog. But no, I'm not doing any push-ups. And Robert brought up a good point. So many of the diseases and ailments we have today were never heard of, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. I got to believe a lot of it is just psychosomatic. You know, you see all these advertisements on TV, and yeah, I got that, and I got that. And like Robert said, it was a much simpler time. Everybody stayed active. Of course, they died early, too. But, I think a lot of it is definitely in our minds. And it's a shame that we fall victim for all that stuff. And heaven help you if you tell the doctor you want to discontinue this medicine or that medicine. It's like the world come to an end. You know? So, anyhow, great topic and good comments. Really appreciate that. Thanks again for doing that. And Robert, I was just joking when I said it was a letdown having you do it. I'm afraid
the last week, I'm just joking. So, KATSH,
back to that control.
73,
everybody.
KATSH, W8ADJ. Great points you made over there, my friend. Great points about that, and I'm glad you're losing so much weight. And it's easy sometimes to be lighter than to be heavier. And you also mentioned about the mind. And what we are told sometimes, that new diseases that have appeared in the last 30 years is incredible. But everything that you said, I agree with that, my friend. Thank you. 73 to you, and God bless you, and we hopefully meet you in frequency again. And with that, let's move down to WLS. My friend, 73 round. And what says you? Do you do any push-ups at all? Let us know. And 73 round. Go ahead, my friend. WLS, you still with us? Come back, my friend. Now, we're marking at 73. With that, let's go down to HIS. NA, HIS. Go ahead, my friend. 73 round. Are you doing push-ups? Go ahead, my friend.
NA, HIS here. You know, Angel, I get a lot of exercise in the summertime, not so much in the wintertime. You know, the thing is, you know, chasing that ice cream truck down the road just so I can get four or five push-ups when it's really hot. You know, that's my exercise. That's you, 73, everybody. Anyway, say it.
HIS, W8ADJ. You know, guys, when I got my extra license, when I passed the test, I did 40 push-ups. So excited. 40 push-ups in less than a minute. You know, and that made me feel good because I passed the extra test. So I did a lot of push-ups when I was studying, so that was my challenge. With that, thank you. 73 to you, NAHIS. Thank you for being with us this morning. Blessings your way. And with that, let's go to Kilo Echo Air, Romeo Yankee Zulu, 73 rounds. And do you do push-up, my friend? If you do, how many? And encourage people to do it. So 73 rounds, my friend, go ahead.
Good
morning, everyone. It's check in after I get Dave here in Rose City, KE8RYZ, and push-ups. Well, you know, at my age, I have to get a hold of whatever I can get a hold of to pull me up. So push-ups are kind of out of the question. I think before you back in my memory bank there, we used to do push-ups. But anyway, that was, I think that's what we used to do. Anyway, good morning, everybody. KE8RYZ, bad air control, sensor, everybody. Have a great day.
KEARYZ88DJ. Well, my dear friend, thank you for that. And as we get older, we just don't want to do them anymore. But remember, on the ground, you want to push yourself away from that ground. You want to stay close to the ground. Anyway, that's a joke. With that, thank you, my friend. Have a great day. Blessings your way. WADMI, what says you, my friend? How many push-ups have you done lately, my friend? Or you keep working with those boards? Go ahead, my friend. 73 rounds.
I do 100 push-ups every morning, and then I come in here and I mix the coffee and get that made, and I drink that. But before I make the coffee, then I wake up, and then I realize I didn't do the 100 push-ups. I just thought I did. I do one push-up in the morning to get out of bed. That's what I do. I don't know if it's a 73 round, but I do enough to try to keep my health good, because just keeping my sugar down is a battle. And since my feet and legs are rotting off slowly, I think I just try to manage that with the carbs that I eat and the amount of sugar intake. So try to keep that down best I can. Back to you there, Angel. WDMI.
WADMI, W8ADJ, 73 to you, my friend. And yeah, that's a good question there. And I'm glad you said, because you push yourself out of bed. That's one push-up at least a day. That is good. That was funny how you put that. That was good. You cracked me up on that one. Thank you for that, Brother Dan. And blessings your way, my friend. 73 to you. And with that, let's go. November 8th, Tango Alpha Foxtrot. Birthday boy. Go ahead, sir. How many push-ups? Says you. Go ahead.
W8ADJ, NATAL. Well, Angel, I do 52 handed push-ups and 25 one-handed push-ups. I mean, they're real easy to do. You just stand by the wall and push out. Oh, no, those are push-outs. I'm sorry. No, I don't bother with push-ups anymore. Good God, sounds like football training camp. Ugh, push-ups. I hated them. And I hated running. Oh, good grief. Those were the days, man. Those were the days. But, hey, you know, on this whole, you know, disease thing and all this, you know, Robert talking about the natives and not having arthritis. You know, many, many cultures like the Japanese and the Greeks, you know, their diets were far different than other cultures' diets. And they have far less chronic illness, as a rule. And so when you think about it, you know, we talk about garbage in, garbage out, right? Data or doing something in ham radio, garbage in, garbage out. Works the same for your body. You know, our bodies really weren't meant to be chemical processing plants. And, I mean, I've never been all that big of an eater over the years of my life, but we do a lot better job of staying away from processed foods and doing a lot more fresh cooking and things like that, because I do believe it matters. I mean, when you listen to what Robert's talking about there, and you look at the other cultures that don't seem to have as many chronic health issues, okay, what's different? Ask yourself the question, what's different? So I do believe there's good blessings in doing a little bit better by what you put in your mouth, how much you put in your mouth, and it's hard to do. It's hard to change. It's one of the most difficult habits to change, but it is what it is. So there you go. I'll leave it at that, guys. Everybody have a God-blessed day. If you can, get out and enjoy that sunshine. And got some warm weather coming, or some warmer weather, so that's a darn good thing. Stuff's going to start melting. NATF back to W8ADJ. God bless. 73, and have a fantastic day.
Happy birthday, John.
NATAF, W8ADJ, 73, my friend, and thank you for that. You give some more food for thought there, you know, really about the food that we eat, especially in this country. And maybe RFK is going to do something about it, you know, just get up to eat better. Maybe we lose weight and we become healthier. Maybe the last years of our life are going to be the best of all. They're discovering new things, and maybe by 2030, we probably end up in immortality anyway. Thank you for that. Have a good one, 73, my friend. November 8th, Tango India Mike. You turn 73 round, my friend. And what says you, and how many push-ups do you do? Go ahead, my friend.
W8ADJ, this is an 8 a.m. I don't really do any push-ups. Like I said, I just stay active working around the house and the pole barn and all that other stuff. It usually keeps me pretty limber. Shoveling snow is always good for you. If you want to strengthen your back, you can come over here and you can help me shovel off my porch. Just saying. Other than that, not like I said, I don't really do any push-ups. I used to, but not anymore. So we'll say 73. God bless, and everybody have a great day. Back to that.
ATIM, W8ADJ. Thank you for that, Brother Tim. And yep, you're right. The snow is a bag buster. Chiropractors make a lot of money when it's snow. A lot of people hurt their backs. But anyway, thank you for that. That is true. Stay active, stay moving. And with that, let's move down to KCAEHU, Brother Alan. Hopefully you're still with us. How many push-ups you do, man? Seems like you can do 20 without no problem. Brother Alan, go ahead.
Okay, Roger, Angel, W8ADJ, net control, KCAEHU. I cannot do 20. I can hardly do 2, let alone 20. Oh, my gosh, I'm so out of I just tried it here. I couldn't even make it to 3 even. I think what I need to do is get that, I call it a big rubber band. You put in the door. I need to stretch my arms. I better not do push-ups. It hurt my shoulders because they're probably out of shape too as well. No matter how much snow I pull up the roof or shovel, I'm still way out of shape. I cannot do push-ups. I used to do them. Yeah, I like doing them. I'm old. So it's a struggle just to do one. But I'm going to work on my arms first with this thing here. I got to find it in the closet there. Cabinet there. I got to work on that. I'm not going to just go straight to push-ups because I think that's the wrong thing for me to do. I can still get down on my hands and knees, but it's not so easy to get up. But I still can do it, though. But, yeah, things have changed big time. Good night there. Enjoyed it a lot. 73s, everybody. God bless. Happy birthday again, Tom. And you have a great time there at, what was that? Bucky's restaurant there. Yeah, they'll eventually open the West Branch this summer. It should be open this summer sometime. Anyway, if you come down 55 toward Powwow's, there's that rest area there, and there's people fishing that. That's going to be tore up starting, I think it's the 3rd of February. That's going to be closed for months and months. You're going to have detour at 65. That's going to be down for quite a while. You're not going to get through that way. So just thought I'd let y'all know that. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Take care, kids. CATA2 back to net control.
ACAEHU, W8ADJ. Man, Brother Alan, that's really impressive, man. You got down on the ground and tried to do the push-up. That's what it's all about. You challenge yourself. Even if you did half of one, it's amazing. If you did 2, that is awesome, my friend. Awesome. I cannot say more, but thank you for attempting to do those push-ups. And
Don't stop. Sometimes they say that ache is good for you once in a while if you know where the pain comes from, especially if you do exercise. Thank you, 73 round, for you, my friend, and you have a wonderful day, and thank you for being with us this morning. And with that, let's move down to November 8, Zulu Zulu Fox. So go ahead, my friend, 73 round. I guess November 8, Zulu Zulu Fox will left to there, so have a great day, 73 round, my friend. KCA UJP, 73 round. Go ahead, my friend. How many push-ups? Go ahead, talk to me.
Wow. Good morning, everybody. 21 degrees here, Prescott. We got the sun shining out there this morning. No precipitation. Yeah, and it's definitely going to be warmer from here on out, like I was saying from the beginning of the week here. Even though it was really cold, I knew that the temperatures were going to improve. The tilt has changed. So, anyway, we're on the way back, if you will. I can do push-ups. I do lots of push-ups. I need probably, 50 minutes, maybe less. You like that? I can do as many as I need to do, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's all location there, Angel. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, right.
Don, you tried to ivermectin. Now, remember this. Everybody listen very carefully. You cannot sue any doctor, anybody, for any COVID-related anything. Okay? And then the doctors won't prescribe anything unless they get paid. Oh, they're not prescribing ivermectin because that costs 30 cents a pill. They make no money on it, okay? So anybody out there suffering from the China virus, otherwise known as COVID-19, ivermectin has been an absolute benefit for those folks. I can't say it's for everyone. I ain't no doctor, but I'm just watching all these people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos. Hundreds of them. Go look. You don't believe me? Go look for yourself. A doctor will not prescribe you ivermectin, probably. Maybe they will if they're honest and they don't mind taking a hit. You know, in other words, not collecting a whole bunch of money from the federal government for prescribing you a whole bunch of stuff that they want, you know, that they make money on, see. Stuff that has a patent. Anyway, stuff that has a patent has a person behind it. Oh, yes, there is a person behind everything, but there's an evil guy behind that one. So, anyway, just thinking, you know, might want something to think about, something to look at. It's saves everybody else. Just saying that. Don't know nothing over here. Yeah. So just remember, your doctor ain't gonna prescribe none of that stuff that actually works, because they don't get paid. If they get paid, they can't tell you. People, I know, but that's the way the world works. So, anyway, I can do lots of push-ups, and I'm not 35, Angel, 51. So, anyway. I'll
leave it there, say 73
to everybody out there, and God bless.
KCA UJP, W8ADJ, with the Bruce Winchell Coffee Net. Well, my friends, I don't know if it's legal or not, but I'm going to put a challenge out there for the club. You know, I know you guys got a vote on it or whatsoever, but what if next time that we get together for the summer get together that we do kind of thing there, I put a challenge there for every push-up that you do. I mean one person at a time to do push-up. If they do two push-up, it's $1. For every two push-up, it's $1. And if the club is there and we all go there and do push-ups, except me, you get to do the push-up, and I will pay $1 for every two push-ups until we get an push to there, and that'd be for the club. I don't know if that's legal or not, but I just put it out there. If it is, let me know, and we get to do it. And with that, my friend, let me put a call out there before we close down this net. Do we have anyone listening that would like to be part of the 73 round? Please come now with your call sign. Go
ahead. B-A-B-R-U.
But Charlie, KBAPRU, go ahead, my friend. How you doing? Good morning. We missed you this morning, but go ahead if you've been listening. Go ahead, my friend.
Your mind pulls a lot of tricks on you, and you got to stay positive. But that doesn't mean that things don't come along that is beyond your limitation. So it's just way life is in this world. A lot of chemicals have been used in the air, and we breathe them because we ain't got no choice. All that type of thing causes different problems. Our food that they prepare commercially is not the greatest for anybody. That causes problems. And as far as push-ups, I can do them. If I did, I'd be probably in a lot worse shape than what I am now. So I want to say 73 and God bless. I want to say happy birthday to Tom. You have a good birthday, brother. We love you. KBA guy, you're clear.
KBAUWATJ. Thank you for being here at the last moment there for the 73 round. I appreciate you, and thank you very much. And with that being said, my dear friends, I want to thank all of you that participated this morning with Bruce Winchell Coffee Net, and I would like to thank all of you for taking the time each and every morning to come together to fulfill our duty, or our call, or our civil rights, I don't know how you call it, but to be thankful that we're able to meet each and every morning. And I wish to thank the members of the Ogima Arinac Amateur Radio Society. With financial support, keep this machine on the air. Without their support, this machine will be silent. Thank you all for checking in this morning. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy the next week, and we talk to you on the following Friday. Lord's willing. Thank you to all. This is Whiskey Head Alpha Delta Juliet, and now I return this repeater back to normal amateur use. Whiskey Head Alpha Delta Juliet saying clear.
Now this is W8MEL. This is W8MEL.
Fred, what are you doing, Fred?
T8BB.